Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to the Air Brand Podcast. So what we doing? This is season 3, episode 14. And of course, we're continuing the Ing season. This episode is titled Forgiving 2. And some people might hear that title and say, oh, maybe he's about to talk about being too forgiving. No, not entirely at all. This is speaking on forgiving as a whole once again. I feel like I left some stuff out the first time. So with that being said, I really want to talk about like learning to forgive yourself. 9 times out of 10, we're probably being more hard on ourselves than any other person that we come in contact with. Like some people beat themselves up every day mentally. You're at war with yourself. You're having a battle with your own self instead of having a battle to survive. But that's how some people survive or motivate themselves, because they in competition with themselves. And for me, with forgiving yourself, it starts where accepting your flaws and like realizing the things you have done wrong and what you can change. Because if you're not willing to change and move forward with your life, you're at a standstill and you're going to be stuck, because you're going to be blocking your blessings and getting away with your own progress. And for me, example, the way that I get in my own way, or I guess beat myself down, more ways than none, I feel like sometimes I'm my own worst enemy, because it's like I'm two different people, I swear. And sometimes like I have a better hold on it, and not trying to say like I'm crazy or anything, but I have a better hold on it. But like it feels like that, like I have like two different personalities. Like this person is this way, another one is that way. But I guess one is the good version, one is the bad version. And they have their different ways of going about things. And one wants to be happy, and then the other one is with chaos, I would say. Well, I guess you could say it that way. But, because then that comes with more of like self-sabotaging and overthinking. I feel like I say that because I feel like many ways I have gotten away with my blessings, or in probably the other version of me, probably feels like we don't deserve happiness, regardless of being a hopeless romantic. Like, or that's my defense mechanism, because if I come in contact with something good or something great. Like, for example, if I was talking to somebody or trying to get to know them, and they see this side of me, or start to see the side of me that nobody really has seen or that I would like to share with somebody, the walls go up, and then that other person takes over subconsciously. So it's like you're there, but the other person is driving. So the things that's happening, you're aware in a way, but it's like, oh, in your mind, you don't think you're doing it, but the other person does, and they're very well aware. So now you seem crazy or like silly, so you got in the way of your own path or whatever. You're constantly getting in the way of yourself. Because it's a constant battle, like it's a struggle. This version of you wants to be happy, another one, it's like, nah. But they feel like they're protecting you, or you simply protecting yourself, because it's literally a defense mechanism. Because maybe that's probably what I've been doing my whole life. Like, don't get me wrong, I feel like I'm great in relationships, There's been past relationships that could have gone better. Well, could have gone better, a better outcome in some ways. I'm always been a person about my character. I don't like my character being like downplayed or looked down upon or depicted in the wrong manner. So in some ways, the other version of me depicts my character less than who I am, which is not actually who I portray myself to be. So that's a battle within itself, because like, oh my goodness, like, I don't need my walls coming up every time. Like, I feel like we're in danger, because not everyone is out to get you. Some people do have good intentions. I don't know. I just feel like with things in my life that I've been through, I think that's why the other side of me comes out like that, because I guess maybe things I haven't dealt with. So constantly, it's like, okay, the other person has to takes the wheel. Like, no, we have to protect ourselves. Like, because I just love love. I always have. That's a big part of who I am. I'm very caring and kind. Like, even now, I literally have a tattoo. I got a heart on my sleeve. Shout out to Hada Tattoos, my bro I went to college with. I finally got a tattoo from him after all these years. Procrastination is a hell of a drug. But to go back to what I was saying about my character, I try to hold a standard so people can see see like, okay, this guy carries himself in a great fashion. So no matter if that other version of me puts up the walls, you still can see it. You still can see a little bit. That version of me, you still can see without being blocked by the walls. Because it really is self-sabotaging. It's like, okay, say for example, like, I guess if you're getting to know someone and they are able to see some glimpse of this version, the other version's like, nope, because why is this happening? Especially if they get a different emotion out of you, say like you're blushing or something. So the defense mechanism was going to come up is like, no. Because in my mind, I'm like, nobody makes me blush. Like, nah, we ain't. So then you feel like you're either liking the person too much, or it's going to eventually go wrong, or you're going to do something in your way. Like the other version, you're going to make sure you do something in a way so it doesn't go any further. Because you're at war with yourself, because you're constantly overstepping the steps that you meant to take. So you're stepping on your own toes. Just like in school when I used to take tests, like I had the answer right there, and I'm like, oh, I don't think that's right. So it's like, essentially, it's two different people taking the tests. Like, and I know some people don't believe in the zodiac stuff. Like, in some ways, I do, because I'm born on the cusp. So I'm a Sagittarius, but in a way, I'm also a Capricorn. So I guess that's where the two different things come in to play. Just like if somebody was like a Gemini or something, or other people that's born on the cusp. And I'm not using an excuse of my failures or things that I have done wrong. So I guess that's why I'm constantly raising the bar for myself and like trying to motivate myself as much as I can, because I don't want to get in my own way of something great that I feel like. Because you could be something like that could come into your life and you'd be right there staring it in the face, and you can miss it because of the way you are. Because like sometimes I do feel like I'm my own worst enemy, because of this whole thing right there, the two different versions. And of course, it's a different version of yourself, like your personality, like, oh, this is like your anger side or your happy side, whatever like that. But especially for me, therapy has helped that a lot. Like, I used to have bad anger issues, like, always wanted to fight. Not saying, like, I wouldn't fight no woman or nothing. I definitely wouldn't do that. But, like, with, like, guys and stuff, I was always quick to fight. Like, the whole talking thing was always, it was done for me. And especially where I grew up, like, you have to fight to survive in some ways, none. Like, you always, especially if you either feel disrespected or, like, you just had to save face, because you can't let things slide. So you have to fight. And I don't know. How bad my anger was, I just don't want to hurt nobody. I say it as a joke sometimes, like, do you have insurance for that? Because I don't want to hurt him. So I usually steer clear of that. If it gets there, it gets there. But that's just that. But a lot of us deal with self-doubt, and we lack that motivation to get out of that. Like, get out of that mindset. It's like, no, you don't always have to be in your own way. You don't always have to rely on this defense mechanism to make sure you're good, to make sure you're safe, to make sure you're okay. Your life is what you make of it. You have to trust yourself. Most of the time, we're not trusting ourselves. So there's definitely a lot of overthinking, because you never know. You're like, I don't know if this could go this way, because you don't trust it. You really don't trust yourself. Like, you can't rely on anybody else. You got to rely on yourself. So that trust it goes a long way. And I used to be hard on myself with a lot of things, because I'm like, because just like many other people, I would beat myself up, not physically, you know, but because I knew what my capabilities was and what I wanted out of life, and like what I could apply to push me forward. So I knew certain things that didn't align with me, I shouldn't have been involved in. So that's how I would just carry myself. Like, that's why I love the movie Shrek, because that one line, like, you're like an onion because you have layers. Like, there's definitely many layers to me. Not everybody sees that. That's why I say I'm underrated. Like, and I of course, nobody's going to actually see it. Like, oh, off gate. Like, oh, dang, that dude's, he has a lot to him. And of course I do. I feel like, I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else. Like, I have flaws too. But you have to admit your flaws and work. Don't work around and work with them, so you can essentially get out of your flawed ways to proceed and step closer to what kind of greatness that you want for yourself. A lot of people get stuck in that rut and it's like, dang, I ain't gonna never be able to do this. No, because you're telling yourself that. Like, sometimes you can be your biggest hater. Like, legit, you can be your biggest hater and not even know it. Like, you're talking about, oh, people hating on me, oh, my haters trying to win. Shit, you letting them, especially if it's you. If you're your biggest hater, you're not allowing yourself to win. So you're constantly getting in the way of yourself. Sometimes the world is scary, but you got to take a leap of faith with things that you can't control. You're not going to be able to coach and control everything. You're not the man behind the curtain. So we all got to ease on down that road and choose what direction we want to go. Sometimes it might not be the right direction, especially if you want to get to where you feel like you can move hills and you can move mountains. Like, you can move either or, but you have to start somewhere. And you have to see that, envision it. Some of these dreams we have, like, it's almost like the blueprint to where we see where we can go. No one can stop you. Can stop how further you see yourself going. No matter what it is, that love will find you. Find yourself at the goal line. You're one kick away for achieving that goal. Not many people can envision their success, because there's a lot of blockages. sometimes you put blocks or blinders on, but full blinders on, because you can't see what's next. You can't even think about it, because it's like, oh, I don't even know. You're that scared or timid of what can be. So you're constantly, the person that's in your way is you. And we have to stop that, because we all have an ultimate goal in life, especially for me. Like, I want to succeed in many things. Like, I want this book to go well. And I really appreciate the people I've read the book to and gave me some feedback. That means a lot. I can't wait till I'm finished writing it so people can read it and I can get it published, of course. But just like with your life, you're like, your story's already written. We got to take the right steps. But you're not going to always take the right steps. So it's a learning tool. And some people have a learning curve. So they're not well equipped to actually take from these lessons. So they might feel like they are doing the right thing, but essentially they're doing the wrong thing. So they're on the wrong path, essentially, because of that sole reason. It's like, oh, no, I know I'm doing right. So you can't tell these people nothing. They're not willing to learn or listen. Just like with affirmations, you write down affirmations to say, you might need to write down your flaws to do away with them. Like, okay, this is what I need to work on. This flaw has to be done and over with. Like, for me to get to this part of my life, to move forward, like, these things are holding you back, and ultimately you're holding yourself back from many different things. Get out of your own way so you can get to where you're going, so you can get to where you're meant to be. Like, imagine being on a bus and you're just traveling all over the place, not even places that you would like to go. You're just there for the ride, and you just ultimately you don't get to experience the things that you want to experience. I don't know about y'all, but I wouldn't want to be on that bus. If I'm going to be on a bus, I wouldn't want to be on the bus where I know where I'm going, because I know what is meant for me, and nobody can stop that. So be more forgiving. Don't be too hard on yourself, because it's a long process, but trust the process and trust yourself throughout it. Everybody's learning. Everybody's going about their own way, but make sure your way is right for you. Make sure it lines up with all your dreams, all your goals, whatever is short or long term. You got to get it done. We can't just keep, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, or nah, this is what's working for me. Really think about it. Is it? Is that what you're doing now working for you? How far has it gotten you? Look at the bigger picture. Are you in the way of your vision, or a vision that you're truly blind to the fact that you've been holding yourself back all these years? So some people make a vision board. Some people get bored of the vision and they get off the path that they're meant to go on. We got to keep fighting. Like, sometimes you got to fight with yourself in order for you to win. Because some people are their biggest haters. We got to get out of that. You can't have other people hating on you, hating yourself too. You're not trying to prosper. You're not trying to prosper at the end of the day. At all. So look at the things that you can change and adapt to push you forward. No more overthinking. Try to look up some different ways to counteract the self-doubt. And especially me, I have to work on not being my worst enemy, like my own worst enemy. I have to work on that, because that sucks. Like, it's different situations. That the person that was in my way was me, and I wait for somebody to think like, oh, dang, that's who he truly is. Or no, that dude is on some shit or something. But, you know, I hate to say it like that, but nah, that's not who I am. I just want somebody that can see me for me. Maybe in the past somebody did and I didn't see them the way I guess they saw me. So make sure you're not too focused that you lose sight of something that's great, especially if it's for you. Don't miss out, and don't be the reason that you miss out, because you're in your own way. Don't be Gandalf and out there telling yourself you shall not pass, because the path that you're on possibly could be the right way, and you're just there like the troll on the bridge, stopping you from getting to where the point of that success that you're meant, that's meant for you. Your greatness is what you make of it. Keep pushing forward and motivating yourself on this path, this journey, this we call life. Because you can't live your best life for you if you're hating on you. If you're hating on yourself, you're not living the best life for you. And I feel like for me, one side of me is living the best life for me. And the other side sort of is, but it's like trying to make sure nobody gets in the way, but just kind of overbearing in a way. Like, no, I'm doing anything in my being to stop anybody. I feel like that's going to get in the way of my success. Like, you know, everyone deserves happiness. Everyone deserves a person. Everyone deserves a happy ending. Or happy happily ever after. We have to see that. Because I know everyone dreams about that. Everybody dreams about this stuff. If you solely have to go to therapy about something like this, that's fine too. Because like, that's just another battle that you have to deal with. And that will help your mentality, your mental, every fiber that makes you you. You're on the path to success. You're on the journey to greatness. Like, you have to achieve this. You have to achieve it. And seeing is believing. And you have to see it. And if you have a version of yourself that's like, you see, like, as your own worst enemy too, you got to make that version of yourself see it too. Don't get in your own way. Push that version aside and walk in your truth. So speak the truth as well, no matter what. Because if they can't see you, maybe they can see your heart. Maybe they can see it in your eyes. That's what it really entails. The eyes don't lie. The heart don't lie. But you have to be in tune with yourself to see these things, to be able to see that. You have to be in tune with your emotions. All the way. And that's a fact, Jack. You got to be. So, make that list. Look at what you can take from it. And when you listen, if anybody listened to this episode, listen to it carefully. See what you need to work on or what you learned from it. If I taught you something. But this is the Airbrand. This has been the Airbrand Podcast. Always, always try to live the best life for you. Especially to be the best version of yourself that you can be. You can follow me on Instagram at JR to the Throne, TikTok, Relatable Nostalgia, YouTube, Air Gaming. I have a group channel with my family and friends called 90210 Gaming. And then definitely listen to the group podcast with me and my bros, Learning Beyond. We're gonna be starting season 5 very soon, so be on the lookout for that. Many great things happening over there. It was a great group of people, the Big 5, if you will. But yeah, stay with me on this journey. Especially part of this is in season has been a great thing that I've thought about doing. I'm glad I'm doing that for this season, for season 3. But y'all stay blessed. Push forward, live out your goals.